Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Max Balegde.
And I'm George Clark, and welcome to the Useless Hotline. TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
We did, and the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are. Whenever I do that, I feel like I'm one of those like lawyer adverts, like injury lawyers for
you.
You
had an accident, it's not your fault.
Yeah, that's how I feel, and I enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay, but it won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by a little interviewee, a potential employee for the Useless Hotline.
Like today, for example.
Maybe.
Oh, who knows what's going to happen.
Turns up.
Oh my gosh, right, before the interviewee comes, I think that we should let the listeners or viewers know that we had a very exciting meeting this morning, didn't we?
A very exciting meeting that I cannot wait to tell you the context of.
Can't wait to tell you every single aspect of that meeting about things that may or may not be happening with this podcast in a couple of months' time.
Very exciting stuff.
Wow.
But what is it, Max Balegde?
Well, should we just say it?
Yeah, okay.
Right, well, what it is basically...
Can you hear that noggity not knocking at the door?
I can. Oh,
he must be
shame.
Here. Oh, that's really upset me.
That is a shame because we were just about to like divulge all those secrets, weren't we? We'll just have to save it for another time.
I always get interrupted when divulging.
Yeah.
Is my problem.
God. Right, we'll come and sit over here then because he's coming in. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. They're coming in now.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
Who is it?
Jesus.
Stephen Try.
Wow. Hi. How
Joy's
are you feeling?
Job interviews like that.
I haven't had many.
Oh, bless.
Crowd goes,
Is that because you've just been so successful at one job?
No.
Believe
it or not, I was just useless for many years.
Believe it or not.
Well here.
Hey, that's the name of this.
Wrong credit.
This, yeah.
Nice. But that was really ask how old you two are?
Do you usually
you
have to ask
do
that?
Protocol.
Do you usually have to ask that before you sit apart from
it's
across
just,
from someone
just,
on the table?
It's just for my conscience.
Just right, part of his restraining order. He has to ask now.
Fair enough. I mean, I do look a good 13.
Yeah.
Oh, like, a good 13.
I'll be the judge of that.
I either look a good 13 or a bad 25.
Okay.
But I am 24. So
That's
all right. That's legal.
I am 23.
Yeah.
Pathetic, mate. I'm going to grow up.
And how old are you, Stephen? Just invite a little boy on our podcast.
I'm 27.
Ew.
Oh.
That's meant to be the prime of a male's life, and you respond, ooh, Max.
Male?
Male? Oh,
I am male. What's the debate now?
It's 2023. You never know. So why did you want to come down here today? Are you just looking for work, or have you been recently fired?
Oh, George, a favour. I mean, yeah, I want a job that inspires me.
Oh.
Nice.
And inspires others.
Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
There you go. First touch on the name, Stephen Tries. were you renamed after the feedback you had in Terence Evening? Or perhaps a failed rugby account.
Good chutzpah. I would say Stephen Tries is... if you're in Perth Evening, you get that as a response.
Mm. Stephen Tries.
That's good.
That is quite good.
I'd take that.
Is it good?
Yeah. Patronising or not, I'd love that.
Mm.
What did you get at Parents Evening?
Do you have parents, first of all?
Spat on. I do. Yeah, I've both. Got two.
Okay, oh, wow. Going
grandparents.
Well,
zilch.
Dead.
Yikes! Oh, that is pre-COVID. We're talking as well.
Oh wow!
Wowzers.
Right. It's just like natural causes, or do you want to divulge any further on how your grandparents?
I don't know. Tsunamis. Granddad, get away from Japan!
Do we just go to the death of his grandparents? I was touching on parents' evening.
I mean, it's a way
to... Was it at happen at parents' evening? Was it a parents' evening based
It wasn't,
death?
No.
No.
Parents' evening was usually Stephen's... I was good, to be honest with you.
Oh, were you? I can't imagine you misbehaving at school.
Not at all, no.
Class clown?
No. I was very quiet. Because I was a fat little ginger boy.
Oh.
So if I spoke up...
Did you say was?
I'm not a boy anymore.
Fat little ginger man.
If I spoke up, people would go, who's that? And then just throw shit at me.
Oh, that's a bit upsetting.
Well, before we do any more questions, we actually have a little bit of a trial here with the interviewees.
Stephen Trial.
Stephen Trials. If you could please turn to the cabinet behind you. Open it.
Just be wary that your mic is about to fall over.
It's all right, don't you worry.
That way. So yeah.
He's a professional.
Yeah, just open it for us. Wow. Yeah, that's
there
good.
You go. He's
doing very well so
work.
Far.
Jesus Christ.
And if you could please pour us all a drink.
Ooh.
Just fill us up.
This is a test to see what your judgment is like.
You think the Caribbean rum would be nice.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Would no. it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, right, that's good.
I don't know about the accent, though.
Yeah.
Is there a hair in that? Curse you, Chloe Burrows.
Oh, what's
leaving your
like?
DNA here, there, everywhere.
Absolute skank.
Wow. Okay. Is what's the rhyme and reason behind this? What's the message behind this cocktail?
Coconuts fun.
Oh. Lots of fun with coconuts. Are you fond of breasts?
What?
Yeah. No, he's right.
Why?
Oh, I'm right.
The psychologist in him is spot on.
Absolutely.
You know the classic the classic boobs or bum question.
Yeah, I hate that.
Love a coconut.
I get it everywhere I go. Go to Greg's.
Yeah. I am a boobs or bum man.
Well, I'm more of a penis because I'm a bit homosexual.
Oh, only
a bit. We've already got over this. Yeah, only a little bit. Like, Tuesday.
Took me a while to get over it.
Yeah. I hear that feedback a lot, to be honest.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore with this.
You're just attacking with more Malibu. There is other options in the...
Oh, sorry.
I think you don't have to keep filling. Fill me up didn't mean literally all Malibu.
I think that the idea was to create a drinkable drink for us all. Oh.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
That's a little bit of a... Oh, do you know what? Actually, no, that's
points. A Christmas heirloom.
That's points.
Can I ask you two, what would you like with Malibu?
No.
Honestly. Whatever
that's
you desire.
Fair.
Whatever you're so pleased.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll go rogue. This looks fun.
Oh, does it?
Oh, wow.
The other one tasted like dust, but...
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa!
Fingers crossed for this.
Nice bit of soil.
Anyway, yeah, as you were saying, breasts for me has always been a great little thing. Possibly was I bottle fed too soon by my mother? I don't know.
Ah.
Too soon?
Oh, so
I got taken off the breast.
You literally. You've poured like a third of a seltzer between us.
It's all right.
We are judging you.
Merry
heavily.
Christmas.
Cheers, everybody.
There we go. Cheers. Jesus Christ. There we go. There.
Let's try it. Taste.
That's dog shit. Oh,
that's fucking grim.
It's gluten free, though.
Oh, it is.
It's a weight off my mind.
Vegan.
There you go. Under previous employers, we've done our... What are you doing?
Sorry.
Under previous employers, it says here, the Sidemen. Have you got a good relationship with them? So if we asked for sort of a reference...
Mm. Sure, yeah.
What do you think you get back?
I think it would be... Dare I say glowing?
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Somebody put up a card behind the scenes there.
Yeah, they did.
And a gun. it would be a glowing review of my work.
Is that because it would be on fire?
Yeah, my performance was.
Oh.
I didn't even get that out right.
Wow, that was good.
But yeah, I think I've wowed them. Because I've prepared a joke in the past and that has blown their minds.
Oh. Nice.
You don't just go off the cuff, Stephen. No.
Do you feel the pressure before you go on anymore?
I did until I did Sidemen did the Cube, and it was, in my words, woeful.
And at that point, that's one of my favourite one of their videos. How dare you?
The bar went from.
What does that mean? Do the cube.
Do the show
sounded so northern.
Do the show the cube.
What that mean? Cube.
With Philip Schofield.
Oh, like the cube.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. Mm,
the very same.
That. Like that.
So, they did that in Manchester, and it was terrible.
So, like Harry, you prepare lines before the show.
That's good, babe. You can cross that one off.
Right, we'll do that one there. There we go.
We do, yeah. But it's, I think they like what I bring to the show. They haven't had
a ginger. It's just the token ginger. That's what he brings.
A few grams to the show.
A few grams. A few lines.
Yeah.
And just a smile. I'm very much the Molly of the group.
Oh, that's really lovely. So that brings us on to our next question. Who's the most famous person you've ever seen do drugs?
What?
I don't know. I just thought of that.
Where's that come from?
I don't know. I just thought of it.
Good question.
Mm.
Who do I throw under the bus?
It's tricky because
you could give a cold name.
I don't think I'm trying to think of people I've seen do the old smack.
That means heroin, by the way.
Yeah.
None of this soft shit.
Do the old smack.
It's gotta be Bradley Walsh.
Oh, he can't go anywhere without it, can he?
Bradley Walsh.
No, there's nothing rad about heroin for any listeners or viewers.
Quite sad, sadly Walsh.
Yeah.
but he was
and drugs are bad, Badly Walsh.
Oh,
good. Yeah.
Your turn.
Madly Walsh, I've got nothing here.
He's obsessed with coke.
He's coke madly mad Walsh.
For it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I might stop doing this now.
No, that stays. That stays. But I saw him shooting up in Manchester. And
oh my God.
I said, Brad, it's not clever. It's not cool.
Mm.
And it's not clean either. You know,
I've actually heard that he refers to heroin as the Dark Destroyer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
And he's had that in him a few times.
Ooh. Oh, he has.
The Dark Destroyer.
We've all seen the video.
Yeah.
Moving on. You were also part of a group called XO.
Now, Max doesn't know much about this side of YouTube.
I don't.
So I thought I'd go on a little browse. And I'm going to read out a few video titles, and you just tell me what the video was about.
Sure.
We've actually got them prepared from earlier.
Okay, first one. Is Mbappe better than Adam Boltwood? What was that video about?
This was a video where Lawrence McKenna, he was part of EXO. Very much the creative mastermind.
Wow. Inspiring.
Not very mastermind because the channel fell apart.
Oh, masturbate.
But he did a video about a young man called Kylian Mbappe.
All right, second video, sensing a theme. Adam Boltwood reacts badly to the Wembley Cup and pushes Cafu in the showers.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
It's...
That title sort of tells you exactly what's happening in the video.
Yeah. So if you don't know Adam Boltwood...
Right, yes.
Play football with him today.
Explain.
On the losing team together, but you know.
Oh. Adam Boltwood
tell me about him.
He's a monster.
Oh.
I'll cut to the chase. He's a horrific man.
Back Bradley Walsh is back. Cut to the chase.
Can we actually cut to an entire episode of the chase?
Let's get to the chase.
Oh my God.
He's a producer of hateful words mainly. He's also a producer of videos.
Sorry, that drink.
And he sort of got himself too involved at the Wembley Cup, which was a football tournament in which...
Just a reminder, I will be seeing Adam Boltwood again.
That's fine. I won't be.
Fair enough.
Legally, you can't come that close to me anymore.
Right, we've got some more here. These are some...
He assaulted a Brazilian in the showers, by the way.
Oh.
And I don't mean the shave on a fanny. Struggled over the word fanny there.
Not the first time. Right, as you peruse our beverages, this is a nice one. XO versus the best on the ball player Arsene Wenger's ever seen.
Yeah. Max, again, I turn to you here.
Yeah, go on.
Are you aware of the best on the ball player that Arsene Wenger's ever seen?
Do you know who Arsene Wenger is?
Of course. Arsene Wenger is obviously a world leader.
Yep.
Yeah,
many of which dictate their entire life based on his actions. So I can only assume best of the ball was a political movement in which he got multiple people to test for testicular cancer.
Close. It was actually Arsenal's manager. So the best on the ball player is the person who's best on the ball.
That was my second guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer the first
one. Pushed for testicular cancer vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's not. Don't snip that bit, by the way.
Oh. Wouldn't want to.
Hey up. What we like.
Well, is another good one. Will and E tries to escape HMRC.
That was, yeah. No one's tampered with that video title.
Wait, these are tampered with.
Will.
Just like his taxes.
Exactly. Yeah.
There we go.
He's dodged taxes for many years.
Yeah.
We like to joke about him, but then the joking stops and you go, hey, our nurses need paying, mate.
Oh.
Clapping for them only does so much.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh.
That's got a somber tone to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but very true. Do you know what? So as a result, do you pledge? I think we actually spoke about this beforehand. You
we
actually
did.
Said
we
that
did.
You would pledge £20,000 to the NHS.
Right
you?
On the podcast.
Absolutely.
Right now.
I will do that.
That's so nice of you.
Through the form of private healthcare with Bupa. I'm going to save the NHS £20,000. You're welcome.
Oh, bless you guys. The signs just went up. Round of applause for the studio audience.
Thank you. To all the nurses that came out today.
What a nice
guy.
Good
job you're on strike.
Didn't realise many of you got gay. I didn't nail the line,
yeah,
but
yeah,
we all sort of got
right.
what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one. I like this. Is my personal favourite. XO versus hashtag ad merchant.
Ooh, Chris MD.
Yes.
Chris MD.
Michael Dixon.
Max, similar to yourself, he's blonde with a quiff.
Ah, okay. I thought you were going to say blonde and a queer.
That's on you.
Both of which would have worked out. I
unconfirmed.
Don't know.
Could be.
All right, unconfirmed. Yep. Okay, well, I'll be the judge of that, quite frankly.
Right. Gaydar's going off.
Yeah, it is.
Is that a real thing? No, it's not, is it?
What? A gaydar?
Gaydar,
yeah.
I
don't think you can get it from sort of Currys, no.
No, I don't think you can purchase them online, but I can definitely tell. I've sold a few homosexuals as well.
I can sell a few, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How much?
but I can definitely tell.
Nice.
Yeah, so watch out.
Look at you, Stephen. So it must be me, then. we've got, yeah, I like the beach.
Yeah, this was...
I know the backstory behind this one. This was based on
a documentary about the...
You've probably seen it.
KSI versus Logan Paul boxing match.
Right, yes.
And
I remember
the documentary followed the commentator from that boxing match, which is, of course, you know, when you have a big boxing match, the main thing is the commentator.
Of course.
And this was a documentary about the commentator's life and his backstory.
Oh, bless.
And one of the quotes was, yeah, I like the beach.
Oh.
The camera pans over from a beach to
seriously?
Him and goes, yeah, I like the beach.
That is just...
Anyway,
that's
that
actually
over.
Insanity.
That's not gone very far.
Much like EXO. R.I.P.
That's rude. I mean, that was you, so it doesn't really matter.
In the grave with Lizzie.
So, Stephen, you did a degree in comedy.
Yeah, big time.
Oh. Was that because someone said you could laugh them into bed?
Didn't happen at uni, mate. Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't happen at uni.
But rape's not funny, Stephen, is it?
What?
No one mentioned that.
No.
Don't know where that's come from.
just my gaydar going off.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. Your I say things gaydar. Sometimes.
Take that into a technician, please.
Where did you study?
Salford University.
Oh.
Not too far from home for yourself.
No, it's
Spider-Man
not.
Fan.
But it was in Salford, which of course when you think of comedy you think of
Salford,
a shithole outside of Manchester.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was the only place that was doing the comedy course, and I thought, yeah,
that's,
get me a slice of that. And Peter
that,
Kay was the voice behind it. He was like, yeah, check out this comedy course. Didn't see him at all for 3 years. False advertising.
Well, he's lost a lot of weight, hasn't he? So he might not have recognised him. Maybe he was there every lecture.
No, this was when he was still fat.
Ah.
Fair enough. This was pre...
Was your fat dog going off?
My fat dog didn't...
A fat dog, they're called eyes.
Oh.
We are not sensing a fatty.
Lay off the garlic bread. He loved that when I heckled him. but no, I went to this comedy course, and looking back, it was actually quite good in terms of meeting the people there. But
anyone successful?
Yeah.
You know, because we're not sitting in front of anyone.
Yeah.
There was Jumali Maddox, who's now on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Shoot you up. And and Josh Jones, who's now Tom Jones' son. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then probably me ranking third.
Oh.
But I'm here. Yeah.
It's better to be wanking
third. When I say I'm here, I don't mean I'm here. I mean here in life.
Yeah.
Look at me where I am. Here.
Not at all.
If you...
bloody hell.
Why did I lean into the mic?
I don't know. But I enjoyed
everybody
it.
Hears that. If comedy wasn't the thing...
Sure.
What would it have been?
Why'd you go like that? Illuminate to the ears.
Yeah.
Fucking Dumbo sidekick. Cheers, George.
Maybe you could be a trophy.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I like that.
You won't go near me then. Out of shot, I just called George a loser. I would say, oh, God. Well, the problem is I wanted to be a comedian since I was six. Oh. You still want to be one then? Fuck off, George, yeah?
Since you were six, what made you decide that?
Parents
at six?
Divorce.
Oh, so thanks, your parents man. Are divorced.
Yeah,
they made time. Divorce.
And your grandparents are dead.
Yeah, wow.
Just remember the trauma.
Right. Sorry.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Sorry, yeah, was just double checking.
Spencer Owen would call that a misery compiler.
That's great reference. Max loves that.
Well, I love that. I love it when, I mean, Spencer Owen famous for doing this.
Which is, of course,
sign language for getting kicked in the kneecaps.
Ooh. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Close. A football club called Hashtag United.
Well, yeah, that again, that was my second.
I'd go with that one.
Thank you. So that's very interesting then. So at 6 years
what
old,
we about,
what, so you...
Oh.
Yeah, your parents divorced and then it sparked
and then it was,
this humour.
It was...
He went, that's more funny.
It was more I just wanted to...
LOL!
I'm right, going to use that.
Take the L, Dad.
Right, so Stephen, me and your father have made a decision.
LOL! Oh, God.
Bless.
But yeah, no, I needed attention.
Yeah.
Probably from a therapist, but instead it was from the other people in my class.
Oh.
Started doing impressions.
Give us one.
I stopped that at the age of 10 because I realised it's childish and pathetic, and anyone who does impressions past that age is a twat.
Yeah. And the racism, of course.
Well, I didn't always do Lenny Henry.
Oh, my God.
But then I just said, I'm going to do comedy.
Ah.
I'm still chasing that dream.
Oh, bless.
Bless him.
Yeah.
All right. Also, here, we've got, unlike Jamie Lynch, we do care about your past and your history.
Mm-hmm.
Nice!
So, we found do. This picture of you online, and we'd love for you to explain it, please.
Oh, got on
it's
here.
It's coming on through. That doesn't work.
I wish it did. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think we used to use these computers in primary school.
In your university course.
Oh, fucking hell, we dream of these.
That'll explain the style of comedy. Ancient.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, just choking on the humour.
Is this actually coming out?
Yeah, of course
wow.
it is.
Wow.
No expense
like
spared.
I shouldn't have used that phrase.
Just like me in 2017.
Great year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Great year for coming out.
For all the 2017 fans out there, this one's for you.
What happened there? I think it was a good year.
Yeah.
You're friends with Jade from Little Mix, aren't you?
yeah. Great small talk idea there.
Well, no, I had a big crush on her for a while.
Oh, wow. I used to think that I did, but then I realised I was deeply homosexual and I just liked her.
I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah.
Stop flirting.
I've got a good story about this.
Oh, right, okay.
Can you explain that for me, please?
I messaged Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and said, how'd you get with a lady from Little Mix?
Oh, wait, sorry, you messaged who, this?
Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Oh,
who's partner of Perry Edwards.
I mean, Perry, I know that actually.
Over there?
Yes.
Hello, Perry.
Perry, thanks for coming. Maybe we'll have you on one day.
But it was Jade Thirlwell's ex, pre Little Mix. No, not
the
Little
singer.
Mix. Rizzle Kicks.
Yes.
That guy, he replied to me.
Oh.
Sort of taking the piss, and I said, I want to take Jade to a Toby Carvery. He then replied that night with them two in Toby Carvery.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so he's her current boyfriend.
No,
it's not
pre,
her ex.
Pre Rizzle Kicks.
What?
So they were together before.
It was a different singer, I think.
What? Yeah. No.
This
what?
Is
wait, wait, wait. I need to dissect
what you
just
Stevens,
said.
It wasn't Jordan Stevens. I'll tell you that for free.
So you just said
I'm
that
not judge of this
the guy from so you're saying pre her person who she's with now,
yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah.
Right, I understand. So her ex boyfriend.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So
unless
you DM'd
cheating on Jordan Stevens. Scoop.
Wow. Right. So you DM'd... Wait, you DM'd Alex...
I didn't DM... No, I, put, Alex I posted this publicly for the, right, for the okay. attention.
I understand. Fair enough. I mean, back to the divorce.
Yeah, so it all, true. It all circles back. Wow.
Wow. Northern...
They both talked about
a circle
circles.
On my mother's back.
Wow.
What is that saying?
Father! Yeah. Ready, rest the coffee. Right,
yeah, if you could please
if
explain
you could
this.
Explain that for us, please.
But not
this
in too
really
much
a
detail.
Job interview, is it? It's more of a police investigation. Yeah. The pictures are what I think it is. Oh, thank God.
Please explain it in not too much detail, because I don't want to get an erection.
This is me holding what...
Can you please show it to the people at home?
Prince Harry would describe as an oscillating penis.
Oh.
Todger. There's no Elizabeth Arden cream, but my cream is prevalent in my tight jeans.
Wow.
I think the main thing you want to know about here is why I was dressed like God. I'd just ram raided River Island. Great yeah. question. I've actually got corn on my shirt.
It's corn.
Big lumpy knob. There was no juice.
Oh, well, other than the
I wish.
Flowing in
but
your
this,
pants.
This is actually in Casper Lee and Josh Peters' flat.
Oh.
Big fan of Casper. Yeah. Not so much Josh.
Poor Josh. and Joe Sugg picked this up.
God, name dropping.
Yeah. Whoops. And Josh Peters had fallen asleep.
And I've also met KSI.
and he ran into his bedroom and woke him up with it and just beating him around
so
the head.
So who just happened to have it in the bedroom? Joe?
I'd say Josh Peters.
Ah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
So I picked this up. And sort of like held it proudly.
Award yeah. at school.
Sort trophy. Like,
was it Alexander the Great who pulled the sword out of the start? I don't know.
I believe
know.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very much the Monday.
I would not like
we've
to see
that.
We've got
Alexander the Great and Stephen the Mundane.
It's cruel. It's cruel.
Oh,
it's a hefty, hefty. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean.
I can't. I mean, I know mine looks like that. I don't know about. You too.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, you see, my hand would have covered my penis.
Ah. Yep. Yeah.
That's probably why Jay didn't go for me.
That's upsetting.
Amongst other reasons.
Bless, yeah.
Speaking of Jeremy Lynch, not talking about the penis, have you kissed and made up since your spat? Still not talking about the penis? Spit on the penis was the joke, right?
And kissed.
Yeah.
Yet to experience either. I would say no.
No.
Unfortunately... We haven't kissed and made up, mainly because I think we both despise each other.
Ah.
Oh, I wasn't aware of a hatred.
It's
wait,
more...
explain to me who Jeremy Lynch is, because I only know...
Say that, Jeremy!
Do you watch TikTok?
He's 50% sure who I am now.
Is he on TikTok?
Yeah,
big yeah. Time. One word, Iron Man.
Oh, is he that guy that, like... No way. Is he the guy that, like, spends millions of pounds to recreate Iron Man's stuff?
Possibly, yeah.
Like, actually accurate, like he's made a laser.
No, he buys it off Amazon and displays it in his garage, I think.
Oh.
Does he have a Lamborghini in there?
I don't know if he... I haven't mentioned that, I think.
That he does.
So, talk me through what happened.
Basically, we... and I won't have anything from off camera here.
Yeah.
We had a disagreement.
Right.
Because I made a joke and he couldn't take it.
Oh.
And he... He won the Wembley
Cup. You joke being the penis and...
Oh, no, this wasn't involved, just to be clear.
He can take that, just for the record.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I've yet to... once we get over this first hurdle, right, okay. I'll get to the second
brilliant,
point.
Brilliant,
this is what we're all waiting for.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But basically, I made a cheeky diss track on YouTube. Oh, pre-Wembley Cup, just to spark the rivalry.
Yes.
He despised it and then despised me.
Oh.
And despite him winning the Wembley Cup, he still wasn't happy. He sort of goaded me. And it was just a bitter ending to such a sweet game of football.
Oh.
I don't think I actually kicked the ball, but I fell over. I was pushed, actually, by Jeremy. Mm.
So he's a footballer?
No.
Mm.
No.
So
as much
confused.
As he'd lead you to believe that.
Right, I'll just pretend like I understand what's going in here. That's very sad.
It
but
is
you
sad.
Seem to be in a good place now. You yeah, personally. Can't
I,
speak
I
Ryan
got
man.
Over it. I was wound
don't
up for a long
for
time.
Ryan, man.
But yeah, he I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe we'll speak one day, but I think he couldn't care less.
Oh, well it's funny that you say that because Jeremy
no. He's come to the studio.
Oh.
We told him there was some Marvel memorabilia, yeah. And he's on his way.
Oh, bless him.
Someone said Comic-Con. He just came sprinting.
You've got a Comic-Con
here. Oh, we do.
Comic-On.
Yes.
I'm not a Comic-Con.
On the pod. Bless.
Right. Fucking stupid ginger twat on it.
Oh, God.
No, you're not. Don't be. Don't put yourself down like that.
But
James, you have to
says
have confidence.
Every night. I left such an impression. She mentioned me at a birthday.
Yeah, she did. That was actually the first thing that she said when I met her.
What's Stephen Tries like?
Yeah, in person.
She knows.
Yeah, of course. Right, now, I know that you're not very good at taking advice. That advice this being... that advice being to stop drinking.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
what's that say? But can you give it?
But oh, can you give it advice?
Can you I thought you meant, it? Like, can you
but
give it
But can you
drink?
Give it?
That's what
on
I was
today's
thinking.
Show. Today's game.
That
is.
Right, so...
give it to Max.
That's so you've passed your interview, but now we're going to do a trial
really?
Shift. Yeah, I know. Don't worry,
somehow.
We're shocked.
Fuck me.
Yeah, we're
the bar is
well.
Literally on the floor. Don't look down. I know you want another drink.
Oh, my God. That was very good, actually. I enjoyed that.
I do try my best.
Yeah.
That wasn't even written down.
No, it wasn't.
Wow. Off the dome.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will receive emails. Oh, wait, I think one's just come through to you. Come quick, press a button on the keyboard. And it should just... Wait,
it's
more,
a fun
I think
game, isn't
press...
it?
Wow.
Wow, yeah, isn't it good?
I thought I was holding a big hog. But,
oh.
That woman takes the biscuit.
I thought I was one big hog. Is that really what just left your mouth?
No, I thought I was holding a big hog.
All right.
Right, we can put that picture away now.
Sorry.
Right, wait, let's test if you can read.
Oh, that's a good idea. Go on, do it.
We never did this at Salford Uni. So, no capital S. So dumb useless fog. Hotline. Another so. So pretty much, I don't know what to do and I need your help as a last resort. Is that right? I very much have a high body count at the age of 16.
Mm.
It is the number 29.
Oh.
Wow. Mm. I imagine that's probably the amount of people in their year 11 class.
Yeah.
Don't imagine it in a... I'm not actually imagining.
It. Yeah, maybe you should stop speaking about a 16-year-old having sex with all the classmates.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's legal.
Yeah.
You can't stop me, Max.
I've read the law. I'm well versed.
I'm well within my rights to picture this.
It's been read to me many a time.
I'm not ashamed of it. This is their words. Yeah. I'm not ashamed of it. But a lot of people I talk to are very judgmental and usually ghost me. I am referring to people.
Well, that's a good step.
Good, yeah?
Yeah.
At least it's not, you know, animals.
Animals, yeah.
Like, I'm in a relationship at the minute and he thinks it's three. And it's been 6 months, and I can't keep the lie with three. I know someone will tell him I'm lying, because everyone in my life knows it's 29.
Oh, granddad, I've shagged 29 people.
Come on, too soon.
Sorry, that was just a little moment for me personally.
I never said that to my grandfather.
Well, you didn't have time. No. R.I.P.
But he had 29 wanks.
Yeah.
And that's the reason she left him, because she couldn't take the abuse. Have I missed it? No, I've missed something there. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I know it's going to come out if I don't tell him. What do I do? How do I tell him? Because wherever he was with his ex-girlfriend, whenever he was with his ex-girlfriend, he slut-shamed her for having a body count of 15. Oh. And that's the reason she left him. Because she couldn't take the abuse. And now I'm sitting on a higher one.
Oh, I bet you are, darling.
I don't know what to do, but I really love him. Yeah, he sounds great.
Yeah.
If I tell him and he doesn't accept me, I will shag his best mate. Please help. We've all had this predicament, I think.
I mean, we've all
Why
been there
the
one time.
Why is that the resolution?
It's always the
way. Oh, if you don't like it, I'll just shag his best mate.
Take that.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do in this? So picture it.
Don't picture it.
I know that this is quite difficult.
You've
shagged 29, 16-year-old. I mean, you are 16 and you've shagged 29 people.
It's hard for me to picture.
Yes. But then you have a boyfriend. Again, I can imagine quite difficult.
No, I can picture that.
All right, fair enough.
And
then Peter Kay comes over and offers you a university course.
Sure.
And you take it.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. And then...
What would you do in the situation?
I'm picturing the boyfriend. I'm so sorry.
What would be your advice to this person?
He sounds insecure.
Oh, whoa. Don't know what for.
He sounds like he's threatening you.
Oh.
In a way, because he's jealous of the amount of cock you've taken.
Ah.
Actually, they just said people, yeah? They didn't say it was males.
Oh.
He's jealous of the life you've lived.
Yes. The amount of fanny or cock in you.
Genitals.
Can't have fanny.
Sounds
like
a fanny in you. Yeah. I've tried.
I mean, yeah.
But I think he doesn't sound like he's the one.
No.
You've got to remember, you're 16. You're not going to find
the
love.
I mean, he's not the one.
Like
he's the 30th, technically.
Too true. Nice. That brings it home, doesn't it?
A relationship built on lies is not a relationship at all.
Oh.
No. I was often stood at the sidelines during these teenage years of people having sex.
Yeah.
Just watching.
Just watching. Very much a cook for others.
Oh. Just giving it a good old tug.
Well, it wasn't good. Oh. It wasn't old. It was 16. But I believe that she has every right to live the life she's doing.
Absolutely.
And this man sounds toxic.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll grow out of it. You hope so. Mm. You'd hope he changes his ways. Otherwise,
you cannot judge a body count.
No. Well, the last
girl. To a point.
Yeah.
To a point.
What is the point, George?
Well, it's my copy in Paris. Sorry. Hey. It's an erection. Is the point.
Yeah.
What would you say the point is? I don't know.
If you met a partner and they said, "My body count is this," what would make you go, "No deal, Noel"?
I mean, if they wanted to continue shagging other people whilst they were with me,
that's not the issue.
Then I would say, as long as you're not riddled with diseases, it all looks fully functioning down there.
As long as you love me.
Do you know what? As long as you love me.
As long as you.
Copyright infringement.
I don't think that'll be an issue for that.
You'd be surprised.
Well, you actually have quite a bit of experience in this field, don't you? Because you.
The school field.
Well, yeah. Well, your ex was 16.
Too much experience.
Never had an ex that was 16.
Man. Oh.
Never had an ex.
Oh.
That's where you fell apart. You loser, Max. Got him, guys.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's why I didn't have sex for so many years, just to get Max on this podcast.
You've been planning it since day one. Oh, bless. Oh, God. Okay. So I think in conclusion, if he is right for you, he won't judge you.
That's powerful.
I say,
maybe the last gal's poon was no bueno.
Mm.
Oh, mix about three different languages there.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it. I think we've given pretty solid advice. Oh, the phone's ringing.
This guy hasn't, though.
Oh,
sorry. The phone was ringing.
The phone was ringing, but it just suddenly stopped.
Because
that's crazy,
because
that never
advice.
Happens. Right, go on, give your advice.
I would say...
What is the cut-off point for a past lover's
body
count?
I don't think there is a cut-off point.
What's the age cut-off point for you?
Should we role-play this?
Oh, please.
Hi, George.
Hello. Sorry, I don't think we've met.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm the father of your partner. Anyway, tell me your body count. That's a good day.
Yeah, so you might be wondering why my dad's here.
Yeah. Is he part of the body count?
I'd rather not disclose that at this time, but he does have a disability that unfortunately means that...
Who said that?
we are conjoined twins, which is weird because he is my father. But if you want to date me and then have intercourse with me,
and brother,
yes, if you would like to have intercourse with me, just know my dad will always be watching. Is that an issue for you?
Well, you say
we're
watching
touching on the same issue. Is the
I'm blind. I'll never see what's going
well,
on.
No,
I'll
the
just
issue,
smell it.
How this pertains to body count is that every time we've had sex, it actually counts as two. It's quite easy because it's always even numbers, but it is quite difficult.
When you say it's quite, don't talk about yourself like that, darling. You're not easy.
Thank you, thanks, Dad. Thank you, Dad. But it is an issue that his body.
Where are you going?
Sorry, please don't disrespect me like that. We're
don't
on a date.
Interrupt my daughter.
We're
it's
on a
my
date
flesh
right
and blood.
Yes, quite literally. So my dad's body count also counts for mine. Is that an issue for you?
yes. End scene.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's ableist, first of all.
Oh, nice, Max. Nice.
And you didn't even let us get to the body count, so it shows that you're just very judgmental and you really can't offer this person anything.
In the Shahello.
That's written about you.
Well, the phone's ringing.
It is actually ringing again this
time.
Can
Stephen, you pick it up and press a button and then it'll go on loudspeaker.
And then you pop
Press a button and
pop
then
it
put
on
it
speaker,
down.
Then you put the phone back down.
Put it
there
right,
you
right,
go.
Right, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Max and George. I just watched a recent podcast and you told me to like get to the point and I've just come back and realised that it was 56 seconds long, so I'm going to try and break it down. So I was on 7 or 16, I was on, you know...
Eminem
I should have been on because you know, I was only 16, but I was on it anyway, and I really fancied this guy, but he was 28 and he won't shag me because it was so young.
This is really clear.
And he really wants to fuck me, so should I shag him to fulfill my 16-year-old's dream, fantasy, realness? Yes, Moma. Or do I just fuck him off because I really can't be arsed?
Are we sure that was English?
Right.
I reckon they put the phone
really
down and went.
I can't be arsed.
And so,
16. I can relate.
I do believe that that was a snippet from Eminem's song where it's got the fastest rap alive in. Other
great
than that, I do believe that maybe they were saying that they fancied a man when they were 16 and they tried to message said man. He said, I can't have sex with you because you're too young. This person has now grown up and this man now wants to have sex with them all the time. However, they now think he's a bit of a creep because he keeps calling them boy, little boy, etc. Thoughts?
Wow.
I'm just really good at reading between the lines
I mean, legally, the boy knows his stuff.
I mean, literally.
But you're calling him the boy as well.
I'd say morally.
How old are you, sir?
Morally wrong.
Well, so it's a 12-year age gap, is that right?
Mm. Yeah, let's say that.
And you do the classic divide it by 2 and add 7.
Well.
It doesn't work.
Mm.
Wow, I'd say, I'd say avoid this man, run for the hills, not the Hollywood hills.
No.
It's always the error of their ways.
Oh.
The boy? That's not a sexy name.
No, little boy.
Ooh. Little boy. Ugh.
Trying to get involved. Come on then,
Yeah.
Let's get involved, you prick.
Did you say come on him?
No.
Oh.
Bit of YouTube law.
Ah.
I love the law of YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems horrific. Have they had sex with them based on...
They've got T's and C's.
They want sex with them all the time, which would imply they might have had sex with them. They got a taste of that young cherry and they want more.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't think young cherry's a nicer nickname than the boy, if I'm honest.
No, but it does sound like a nice beverage that I'd perhaps like to drink.
You'd want to drink the young cherry. I'm not entirely sure.
No young cherry.
I'm sure that this boy's young cherry was in the closet at one time, though.
Absolutely,
yeah. Happens to the best of us. Oh, well, I guess we've not really given them that great advice.
I'd say the advice is...
Learn how to speak.
Number
one... You illiterate fuck.
Great point.
Yeah.
Number one, punctuate.
Enunciate.
Talk properly.
Lose some weight. No.
Wow.
No. I don't.
Boy.
God bless.
Little bodger boy.
My advice would be, I don't agree with the way that the man's gone about it legally, but I don't think he's thinking about it in the correct way. If you're speaking to a 16-year-old, full stop, it's a bit weird.
Mm.
And I wouldn't say, I don't want to sleep with you because of your age. I'll go, well, I mean, that is a reason. Obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because I'm not attracted to you.
Of course, you wouldn't say that
because you're literally young.
Yeah.
George, what's the youngest you'd go for a partner?
I was just going to ask that.
The youngest
I was literally just going to ask that. What's the youngest person you've had sex with? Other than family members.
I'd say the youngest I'd go for is...
Go for implies he's hunting them.
I'm not allowed to say that one. Is 20, I think.
20?
How old are you?
23.
I'm 23.
Okay.
Yeah, the older I get, which I think makes sense, I find myself having less and less in common with. Sorry.
Oh, okay. My God. What?
What?
That wasn't... Was that deliberate?
Can't keep up with these young boys.
Don't know what you're talking about. Literally. Sorry. Less and less in common with younger people. And I do believe that most people should think that. What are your opinions on Paul Breach? I know you recently made a video about him.
He's He's just horrible.
Well, you've been on some nights out with him, haven't you? So you can.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I was. You know, the drink he gave me was delicious, but long lasting. I'll say that.
Yeah.
allegedly. When did you first hear about Breechy Boy?
It was a long time ago, and at that point, he was just a weirdo. Mm. And then, as the months gone on, there's been more and more drama. And I was away on holiday last week
with him.
No, God, no.
To get away from him.
He can't leave the country.
No, bless him.
But I was...
he will burn in hell.
I was called up by my sister and she said, have you heard about Paul? I was worried.
You're in for next Christmas. They want you back.
I was worried he was going to kill himself. And I was thinking...
Your sister rang you to say that she's worried that Paul Breech was going to kill himself.
Yeah, because I hadn't put my video out yet.
Get it going, Stephen.
This is it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't think he would kill himself. I think he'd use that to manipulate young people.
I think that he enjoys it too much to kill himself.
Oh, I don't get why he's on a little tour of the country, though. Because
he has to be. He's constantly on the run. He's a fugitive.
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you seen this pool tracker? I think the site's been taken
down. Is that actually a thing?
There was a website where people posted one on their Instagram.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I saw. So I was like,
it comes more than once a year, Paul.
Hey, there we go. But like for where he posts on TikTok, where he goes live, like what he says and stuff, they build up a map of where he's been and at what time. Mm. So you can go on and you zoom in and you could see where he was in your area. And it's got the evidence of how he was there.
No.
But he does. He loves it. If I was in a situation where I genuinely hated people coming up to me that much, I would. The only reason he leaves his house is to like order food, go shopping. Like what else is he doing? Order it online.
This is it.
You silly bastard.
The way I see it is... like he's so infamous now that he's obviously not going to be able to leave the house without being seen.
Mm.
Say someone unless KSI, he had an invisibility if they were to leave the house, they'd have the same thing happen. So they work around it, whereas he just wanders the streets and expects it to be just okay.
But he fakes phone calls. That's where he gets you. I won't take a picture of him. He's busy on a call with his management. Who is his manager?
Yeah.
He's got a manager.
He has a manager.
Yeah. It's got management. It's got like a full-on agency.
That's mad, isn't it?
That is mental. Maybe we should sign him.
Ooh.
Profitable.
Absolutely.
But what does he do? Why does he need a manager? All he does is cameos.
Yeah.
I got a cameo off him.
Did you?
It was awful.
Oh.
Really was. Oh. I think it's because my girlfriend said it's for my boyfriend.
Oh.
Not my boyfriend.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. but the... But he didn't smile once, and I thought it's because she's
just reminded you of your stand-up days.
fuck you.
Oh, bless. Well, just in the nick of time, I've just had an email come through.
Nice.
So don't you worry, you don't have to experience that pain anymore. Thanks. Just like your audience.
Yay!
That was good.
Yeah. Right, let's see if it's coming through.
I will give him this, though. He's got an insane pool of an audience. Yeah. 20,000 viewers he had on live the other day.
But a lot of them are the FBI.
Yeah. Wow, thank you.
I feel like I've got ADHD when I play with them.
That's all right. Enjoy.
Put these on here.
Okay, do you want to read this one?
Okay. This is a nice one we've got through. Hi, guys. I just got fired and just got broken up with. Help.
Straight to the point, first of all.
Sure.
I think that grammar and punctuation, there was a comma after hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Pretty illiterate as a person, full stops.
Maybe they're in a panic.
Perhaps.
They've rushed this email.
Yeah.
It's more of a fax machine than an email, really, when it comes through.
Yeah. Have you ever been fired?
I have, actually, yeah.
Oh, from where?
It was an office job for cars that were being leased.
Cars the movie?
No, they didn't hire me.
But the cars could speak and they had eyes.
In a way, yeah.
Right.
If you smoke enough of the good stuff, Bradley Walsh likes to say.
Oh, what's he
the
like?
The cars talk to you.
Well, he doesn't. He injects it, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. He used to smoke
either
it.
Or.
And then he said, "This is
not
hitting right."
Used up all the veins.
Yeah.
And it was just straight into there. Mm. And I said, "Brad, slow down."
Yeah.
And he said, "No, I'm chasing the high." Oh. And that's where the show came from, actually.
Oh, wow.
It's actually the chase of the high, but they cut off the second bit.
That's great.
Anyway, I was fired for watching Wimbledon.
For watching
Wimbledon,
on the job.
Yeah, the boss's wife walked past me. So, very much like this, I was just watching Wimbledon on the computer. She walked behind me, saw I was watching Wimbledon the next day,
It was my brother-in-law who'd got me the work experience, and then became minimum page. Stupid shit, Stephen. Stupid twat. You'll never work at this car leasing place. I was working there £3.50 an hour. That's the point. It's illegal.
And that's the highest paid job you've ever had, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
That's why you're here.
No, I'm here for a good time.
Oh, a long time.
That's nice. I hope.
Thought it was a job interview, but
She walked past, and the next day he called me up and said, "Yeah, they don't want you to work there anymore." And I thought, I still did all my work for that day. Jeez. And all the other days.
Oh.
And yet there was a woman who was working there who was siphoning money from the company. She got fired after me.
Oh,
I got fired first. For watching Wimbledon.
My God.
When did they let you off? About 10-ish? Not really worth it, but...
I enjoyed it.
Thanks, man.
I enjoyed it.
It's great to know you weren't listening to my story, just thinking you'd be a fucking pun.
I did enjoy how you acted it out, because I was really confused what you meant by she caught you watching tennis. Mm. Hey, there we go.
I got really
You should have been checking your shoulders to see if people were coming.
Mm. Too far.
Yeah. I'm upset. Anyway, yeah, so I guess advice would be ignore the job, go to Uni of Salford, get a comedy degree, never meet Peter
Easier said than done.
Yes, no.
And then become an internet sensation.
I lack the last part.
Oh.
But I did get the degree.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd say, genuinely, if you do want that degree, just turn up.
Oh.
What did they actually have to, like, make you do on a comedy degree? Just stick on a Peter Kay box set?
Pretty much. We had to do clowning.
No, you didn't. I've seen, what's his face? Talk about this. That guy.
Steve-O?
Yeah, Steve-O. He used to be a clown.
Oh.
Yeah, well, no, he went to, I think he went to, there's like a really...
Did he go to Salford? No. He was in the class next door.
He saw Peter Kay's TED Talk.
He was, there's like a, because it's weird, it's like a sort of really pretentious clown school in France, where it's like the best of the best do it, and you'll learn about movement.
What do you learn about, though? Like, what is a clown?
I don't know. So what we
did... You don't know, he did the kills.
we did 3 hours learning how to trip and then look back at where we tripped.
Oh, was Bradley Walsh there?
he was very good, yeah. That's with flying colours. That was one lesson, and I can't remember any of the other stuff. So we did that for 6 weeks. We did improv for 6 weeks.
Oh. And that's a cop-out for the it person. Really is, go on, guys, improvise.
That's it. That was pretty much it. And then a lot of the stuff was just a drama course, which didn't really work for us because we were shit at acting. Well, I was.
Did they not go about... So you did the stand-up by yourself. It wasn't... They didn't...
No,
like,
I just... Yeah,
you...
I just did stand-up off my own back.
So you did a literal comedy degree and stand-up was not any part of that.
You could choose it.
Oh, but you chose clown.
No, I chose...
And Bradley Walsh.
I chose... Oh, God.
What modules you take in this term? What are the
clown
modules?
Planet, you could do clowning for a module.
Oh, my God.
I did. When stand-up came about, I said, no, I'm not going to learn that because you can't teach me anything.
Ah. Wow. Confidence, then?
Arrogance.
Okay.
Instead, I chose something like presenting, something like that. Presenting was good, though, because they had Media City with the BBC and ITV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just what they sort of sold the course on. Oh, we've got contacts with the BBC, ITV. And the only connection we had with them was when it was Halloween and they did this scary performance and we had to stand at a tram stop pretending to be zombies.
Wow.
Because BBC employees
very
went past on the tram very
comical.
Quickly.
Yeah, that wasn't, is very funny, to be fair.
It wasn't comedy. Oh. And it was the...
Zomedy.
That was dreadful. That was absolutely dreadful.
So I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
Test the waters.
That was the big connection we had with the BBC.
Oh, bless. It's all right.
They went past us on the tram.
Oh.
You can do that in your own time.
Yeah.
Stand at a tram stop for 3 hours, you'll do it.
Right. Oh, so that's our advice.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I just got fired. I got broken up with help.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I owe so much in student finance as well.
Still?
Oh, way, way more than I ever did. So it's 27 grand initially.
A year?
No, 9 grand a year.
Jesus Christ.
And Last time I checked, it was 50-odd, so...
What?
Oh. How is this possible?
Thank you. Thank you.
What? So it goes up?
Judge Rinder.
Send this to the BBC.
What?
But the interest on it just keeps on getting bigger.
Why have you not
That's
just paid
it off?
Stop.
I was trying to show them his payments that were due.
Have you not worked since the £3.50 an hour job?
I have, but it...
Basically, but isn't it like once you turn 30, you don't have to pay it off anymore?
No, after 30 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so...
or if, just of life.
Oh, shit.
If I live abroad for 5 years, then I think that counts too. I think. But I'm never going to pay it off. I'll have to pay it off.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to pay it off because the interest is so big.
Yes.
You'll
they
never
can
be
fuck
able
themselves.
To, yeah. Did you two not go to university?
I did, yeah. You
did
you?
As
well.
Yeah.
I went twice.
Really?
Yeah, funnily enough, Clowning.
Clown.
Clown. University of Clown.
I've got a name.
Funny enough, Clown.
Yeah, no, you did sport and I did marketing.
Sport science.
Stupid nerd.
Yeah. Which is why we've...
You did marketing?
I did indeed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
There you go.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Who's he?
He's a good guy.
I thought it was Bradley.
Love Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon Bush.
Oh, the phone. What good timing. Oh,
hold the phone.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
Literally.
Which breast five?
Hey y'all, Max and George. I am using a fake accent as I don't want to get recognized. This is quite embarrassing for me. So basically, I was like with my boyfriend and we were like about to have sex and then he was like, shit in my mouth. And I was like, what? And he was like, shit in my mouth. And I was like, no, that's a bit weird. I think I just lost my accent. Anyway, and I was, and then he offered me money. He offered me money. And I was like, he was like kept going up and up and up. He literally offered me like £150, and I know that doesn't sound like that much to you because you're obviously like so rich and famous. I'm kidding, not you, George. Oh. Anyway, sorry.
True.
That was a bit
true.
Mean. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Do I take the money? I told him I'd think about it, but like, do I take the money and shit in his mouth? It's like it doesn't really hurt me. It's just a bit weird. Anyway, love your potty. Love what you're doing.
I think there's a few things that I wouldn't do for £150.
Shit in your own Neil.
Hmm? It was Olivia O'Neill, actually, yeah. Okay. She tried to disguise it, but she didn't do a very good job, did she?
Did a comedy called Salford, you'd learn about that.
I love how they're like, hey, Max and George. Mouth. No, they're like, hey, Max and George, my boyfriend's trying to get me to shit in his mouth.
She wasn't Scottish.
Yes,
but,
she
yeah.
was.
She did go a bit Scottish.
Yes, she was Scottish.
Was she? I thought she was Northern
Irish.
She
wasn't meant to be. No. Real Olivia O'Neill is Northern Irish, I think.
Yeah. Not the
it's
most
a funny accent, isn't it?
No, I thought you were on about the less commonly known Olivia Neal who works downstairs. I didn't know you were on about
she?
The influencer.
I saw
yeah.
someone at reception.
She does if you pay her enough.
Oh my God. Maybe we shouldn't. Oh my God. Anyway, yeah. If somebody offered you £150, think back to £3.50 an hour wanking off to Wimbledon. That's what you said, isn't it? Stephen,
you read between
roughly.
The lines.
Yeah, yeah. Would you shit in someone's mouth for £150?
Would I shit in theirs?
Yes.
For £150?
Well, I'd shit in someone's mouth to do it, but would I get the shit in my mouth?
No, that wasn't the question.
Too keen here.
Shotgun.
Play hard gun. Hard gun. what's the phrase? Play hard ball.
It's my favourite game, hard gun.
Hard gun.
Let's play a bit of hard gun.
Let's finish you. Oh my God. How did the Illuminati sit?
Yeah.
Would shit in someone's mouth for £150.
That's the start of a clip.
I was literally just going to say that. I was just going to say that.
But it depends on the person.
It depends on the type of shit as well, I feel.
So your girlfriend...
I'm recently back from Bali and it's not...
Ooh, no. A bit of Bali belly in the mouth.
God,
ooh,
yeah.
So yeah. I don't want that to be the taste I'd leave in their mouth.
No.
I want them to have a nice fresh stool on a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's always best, Thursday morning. What someone once offered to pay me to come and stand on them.
What?
Like, come and stand.
Come and... No, just come and stand.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
go and stand on her.
Yeah, sure. I did come, because obviously that's well hot, standing on someone, but it wasn't part of the criteria. No, but he sent me reference pictures of people stood on him as he was led on a couch.
This is what I'd like. He gave you a brief. This is what I'd like from
yes.
you.
And people were stood on his head. Everything.
Head?
He wanted nothing
Can you
else.
Stand on a head?
He was stood there, yeah. Like, on, like...
UFC thing, isn't it?
There. And then I said, can I bring my friends? And he said, yeah. He was giving me £100. And then I said, can I bring my friends? He said, I'll give them all £100.
What, you thought you'd make a party out of it?
Yes. And we were all buzzing.
Like
a
bouncy castle.
We got ready to go. We were like, this is going to be amazing. We're all going to work, like, £900 here. And then I told him...
You brought eight friends to this.
So then
everyone's sat around
fucking
on
cheaper
the
by the dozen three of
them. Everyone's sat on the sofas. So, oh, a little bit bored. Don't worry, boys, I've got a motive.
Yeah. No. Well, my friends were girls, and when I told him that they were girls, which was as we were getting ready to leave, he said no and he blocked me.
Ooh.
But I do often think, say if it was just us.
Heterophobe.
£200 could have got a good, easy bit of money there just by giving a good step.
You could probably message now because Max is blocked.
Yeah, and our rates will be higher now. £150. Yeah.
Mm. There you go. Mm.
That's good money.
Yeah.
Was it per step?
No, it was just to stand on his head for like a good 10 minutes. Oh, you could step.
That would be a good 10 minutes, would it? That would be a bad 10
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, quite 10 minutes.
Could you think of it this way? Could you stand on his head a bit too much so that he's unconscious and then just rob the place?
Oh.
And what's he going to say to the police?
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's probably because you're not vicious and horrible.
Yeah.
You could do that, I guess.
Well, just stand in his temple.
If you're a criminal.
We'll try it out after the shift.
It's just an. When you say try it out, you don't mean now, do you?
No, but we could.
That brings us on to the next segment of the podcast, where we stand on each other's heads.
Oh, temple! I just got what you meant with the Buddhist.
Yeah, I got it right away. I just didn't laugh.
That's fair.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Bit rude. But yeah, what advice?
Weird nozzle.
So I thought when you walked in.
Oh my god.
The tricky zip.
Awful.
A weird nozzle.
That you learnt that in clown college.
Really?
That was lecture one of clown college.
Just think your shoes were a bit big.
Oh my god.
The teacher had a doctorate in it. Can you
believe? Doctorate in clowning.
PhD in clowning.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not me trying to impress you. That's me trying to show the extent.
No, don't worry. We knew that was not you trying to impress us. Don't you worry.
No one was getting impressed. Yeah. Don't you worry about that.
I can't read a room.
Stop it. Don't get impressed.
Hold on, guys.
I know.
So what advice do we have for this person? I think if it makes you uncomfortable, don't shit in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
They've been fired and broken up with.
No, this is the shit.
This happened to a character on Friends.
They got shit in the mouth.
Oh, wait. No, that was the previous one. Joey, that's from a sandwich.
The one where Joey got shit in his mouth.
You're so silly, Joey. Oh my god, it was a meatball. I can't do it, Joey. As you said, there's a big audience.
Can you eat any more shit?
Cut that.
Oh my god.
I have no power here.
Yeah, I'd say take the money, don't do it, then break up with him.
That's just theft.
Yeah, that's worse than standing on someone's head under the
bed. I'd say genuine advice, as I'm now American.
Yes.
Don't do it if you don't want to.
Yeah.
It's not what the Americans would say. They'd say, take a shit. Take a shit in his mouth.
They say then shoot up the place.
Yeah. Shoot up the place and take a fucking shit in his mouth.
Is that what Robert De Niro would say?
That's just 27 years of age, mate. A bright light. take the shit. It's an experience. It's a story, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a story.
Get back to us.
Everyone's shat be here, probably. In someone's mouth.
But they'll be here. Tell us how it was dropping a hard, not hard.
However,
should be.
We don't know what you've eaten.
I think it'd be nerve-wracking.
Mm.
Yeah, I couldn't get it out.
I think, what do they call it when you can't piss? And you're a bit scared.
Old age.
Fright.
Being
performance
mugged,
anxiety.
Dehydrated.
Isn't that for sex?
Shit fright. You might get shit fright and you might be able to
shite
not push it out. Shite fright.
My mum always used to say that.
Copyright.
To me when I was like, careful, you might get shit fright.
Yeah.
That's a strange mother. Explains a lot.
Yeah.
If the wind changes, you'll get shit fright.
Oh god. Well, I feel like we've given pretty good solid advice there.
Solid.
Oh, coincidentally, I've just had
sorry,
one.
Sorry, we planning on leaving.
Sorry. Just, do you have to be somewhere?
Clearing my monthly challenge on my Apple Watch. Forgot to read what it was.
Oh.
I'll never know.
Oh, wow.
Get out of bed, you
don't worry.
Cunt,
with disclosing that information, because we have just had one come in.
Wow.
Let's see. For the audio listeners, what was I doing then?
Fobbing himself off.
Yeah, I was. Fobbing myself off.
I was just watching.
Fobbing myself off.
You were just... I was just watching.
Go, boy, go.
Comes the time in the episode where I have to read, so please.
Oh, he's awful at reading.
Really?
Hi, Max and George, and distinguished guest. Well, they obviously didn't know that
they've
you were coming.
They put me out with Fermi Suds.
He doesn't even know when he's coming.
Mm. Unfortunately, oh. Wait.
You won't see
it. He's just done it.
Do you want a tissue?
No.
Bless him.
I'm proud.
Unfortunately, my brother-in-law passed away. Everyone say, "Oh,
R.I.P."
Oh,
I don't think that's the way to.
I don't actually know what the brother-in-law was like.
Yeah,
like,
could have been a wanker.
Actually, yeah. glad.
Taking that out.
No. Yeah, we're not glad. Yeah, we're indifferent. It could have been bad. It could have been good.
Brother-in-law, more like brother in the soil.
We don't know that. He could have been cremated.
That comedy degree did well for you, didn't it?
Brother in the urn.
Brother in the urn. He's a good earner.
Yeah. Bless him. My sister is absolutely devastated, and since then she's been sleeping in my bedroom. The problem is that she insists on falling asleep with the lights on, with Big Bang Theory playing in the background.
That's a big problem.
Bazinga.
This is all capitals. I can't sleep with the lights on, and I fucking hate Big Bang Theory.
Amen.
This has been going on for almost 2 weeks. I can't take it anymore. How do I kick her out of my bedroom without being a dick? Cheers, the Big Bang Bonzo.
Bozo.
I did so well.
I think it was good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Just say to her, do you want to join your ex-husband?
Ooh.
So the correct response is to say to her sister, do you want me to murder you?
Yeah. Big Bang Theory will do that to you.
It will. We've all been there.
It's the laughter track.
Yeah.
Once you focus on that, that's all you can hear.
Oh, it's too much.
Did I teach you about that?
No, we couldn't afford it.
What module did you have the laughter track?
We didn't hear laughter for 3 years. Just tears.
It was a 3 year long course.
Yeah.
No, I
they
was
really could have done it in one.
I was expecting a 1 year. Wow. Yeah. That is muggy. Oh well.
just
as I graduate. Proper muggy this.
Oh bless.
Proper muggy. Peter K was at the graduation. Really? Getting his own special little certificate.
No. What a prick.
Thank you.
People think he's dying. What do you reckon? What?
Yeah, he is on stage.
Hey!
No, have you not seen clips of him? I mean, because he's lost weight.
This is what I'd say. Oh. It looks like it's his last hurrah.
Yes.
And it's his last chance to make some money for his family.
That's what I think.
That's the vibe you get.
Yeah.
Because the comedy is awful.
It's not the best. He's sat down and he looks very withered. And yeah, it looks as though he's doing a lot of tour dates to make a last big chunk of money, which is actually very sad.
It is sad.
Yeah. Oh. Cry then if it's that sad.
Yeah, go on,
liar.
Scum you are.
Anyway, what do we recommend for this person who doesn't like her sister sleeping with her? I mean, you don't mind it when you sleep with yours. I mean, when your sister sleeps with you. I mean, when you sleep with your dad. I mean, when your sister... did. What? Sorry, what's
is
going on
sister
here?
Saying, because that explains what...
Let's just put it in but bleep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what advice would you give, George?
Going off the bat of you accusing me of sleeping with my whole family.
Partially, yeah, but also this question.
I would say, just be honest with her. Say, look, I love that you love the Big Bang Theory. Honestly, I do.
Mm.
And say, but I think it's awful, as to everybody here
right
on the Rotten Tomatoes page.
Oh,
it's shit.
Wow. Okay.
And then say,
speaking of rotten, my husband
might take a lot of time for the tomatoes to rot to get this out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then I say can we turn the lights out as well, because I can't get a wink.
Oh,
none of the girls like me.
What if she then says, you know, the lights sort of represent heaven.
Oh.
And my
I'd say,
partner.
Melly's there.
Yeah. Money's there.
Okay, well, bye, Chris.
Oh. Oh. God, religion's not real. Turn the lights on.
No, I'd say, keep the lights on in your room. You can go see him when you want.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
What you could do is, while she's asleep, lift her up, put her in her own bed. The next morning, she wakes up in her own bed, convince her that she slept there willingly last night. Oh, yeah, do you not remember? You came and told me that you can now sleep in your own bed. That's actually quite good advice.
Is it? Really?
Put the Big Bang Theory on and the lights on in her room.
Yes.
And then just
and then turn it off in your room out. And she'll go... and just walk towards the other room.
It, over time, slowly turned little, the lights
little
down.
Little Big Bang Theory jokes on the floor and lead her into the other room.
Or slowly lead her into a different show. One that you like, maybe Takeshi's Castle.
Right, everybody loves that.
Can't do an impression of that one.
No, we can't.
No.
Yeah, but I'd love to see you both try.
No, you wouldn't.
No, okay.
Stephen tries, though. We didn't get taught that on the course.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Which is a real shame. I was pushing for it.
Mm.
Yeah. But I would say, yeah, go get her onto a show that you enjoy and a light that you enjoy. I'm talking maybe a dim blue light.
Oh.
Flashing red lights.
Oh, yes.
What's going on with that?
Like the police have turned up. That's how Stephen gets to sleep. Not by his choice.
Sirens play.
Or a cheap brothel, George. You've got to think that way. I would, yeah, I'd get her onto a show and a lighting that you enjoy.
Mm.
A sort of a halfway house between what she wants and what you want.
Wow. That's nice. Very good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
Sincere.
Mm. Indeed.
Can anybody hear that?
I can. The phone just happens to be ringing. Those aren't police sirens. Otherwise, Stephen would fall straight asleep.
There you go. Getting the hang of it. Look, bless him. Hello.
That's very good, yeah.
Almost.
Hey, Max and George. Oh. I'm a student from North Yorkshire who's currently studying at university in South Yorkshire.
And I vacation in Central Yorkshire.
Get a lot of students from the South and the Midlands who say things like Bath instead of Bath and all the rest
of
it. In a survival of the fittest Darwinian situation, the Northerners would obviously come out on top.
Yes.
And I really want to show them that.
Mm.
So what I want to ask is, how do I assert Northern dominance over all these Southerners? Thank you, bye.
Well, you asserted your Northern dominance as soon as you walked in, didn't you? You got your Greggs out.
I did, yeah. Mm.
it
wasn't.
That
looks more like a pork pie in both width and girth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equally as tasty.
Mm.
That's not jelly.
No, and crusty. It has a thick crust on the outside, doesn't it? Definitely permeable and very jammy on the inside.
Thick crust, and we're spelling thick with two C's.
Mm.
Yeah.
Every girl
wants it. That's what they call your brothel, thick crust.
Girls go crazy for the pork pie.
Everyone wants a...
Who wants the pork pie?
People lie that they want like a good like 6-7 incher, but everybody really wants a nice 2 inch long, 5 inches wide tuna can of thick, unusable mound.
Northern dominance.
Yes, that's
my favourite sex position. I stand there.
Dressed as a chimney sweep, beating the shit out of the guy.
This is for the miners. You're being made love to by a miner.
Yes.
I shout.
Yeah.
And they come.
That is lovely.
Say, feel my lumps of coal, you charlatan.
Oh.
Mm.
And that sex up north.
Mm.
George.
Yeah.
That's what you're missing out on.
So, do you, when we film this podcast together,
this
do you
is
feel
film?
As though... I know, sorry.
It's just a chat between three friends.
No, sorry. Do you
even
feel as though...
If it was,
do you feel as though... Fuck you. Do you feel as though I assert my northern dominance?
I wasn't aware you had any northern dominance in you.
Well, I actually put my northern dominance in you, so that's quite a strange remark to make.
Take it.
A bit weird.
Take it, you loser.
Yeah.
I'd say Max is the alpha.
I completely agree.
You know that's true as well. You know that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll just bend over.
Yeah,
wait, oh, jiggy.
God, nobody wants to see that. No. Yeah. You've been asked a few times.
I don't think you've asked everyone.
Yeah. I think there is a big north-south divide, and I do feel as though we're, you know, building like boundaries to kind of stop that.
I do often feel like I have to sort of dumb myself down when I'm
the Nelson Mandela of your era, you two.
Yeah, that's how George always describes himself, isn't it? I don't know if we should.
Did the impression.
Yeah, no. But the costume's great.
It's not great. It's not very good.
No?
No.
No.
It's a bit offensive.
Yeah.
It used to be better.
Yeah.
Go on.
Used to be better back in the day, but then everything got all PC, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I hate that.
That's a fun... This is a fun running joke, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
stop.
Have a mouse.
Oh.
Oh, God. Do you want to go down Pets at Home?
I don't think I do either.
Anyway, back to you doing offensive costume stuff.
yeah, so advice.
I went to a Halloween shop, not the other day. been a bit weird to go. Around Halloween time, I think it was.
Three months ago.
And some of the costumes in there were heavily just wrong.
Really? What do you mean?
There was a Kim Jong-un costume that you could get.
Seriously?
A lot of them were just like cultural based. Oh. And I was like, you can't dress as a culture.
No. How does a Kim Jong-un outfit...
It came with a missile.
Yeah, what does... What would...
Fuck off, is it? Like a big red button, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Did it actually?
It actually did come with the missile.
Like, I thought you were joking.
It came with the blow up missile.
Does it have a
blow up missile?
Yeah, not one that functions.
is there a mask? Was it just a suit? Because
it was a grey sort of like overall thing that he wears. You know, the sort of like
overalls.
You know, not overalls.
He's not in McVitie's factory, is he?
he's one of them nannies that knit shreddies.
You know the like thing that he wears over, like the, it's like a all in, it's one like sheet of thing. I don't know how to describe it.
What did the face look like? Do an impression using yours.
I can't do the impression of his face.
So it's just the
hair.
Suit. Oh, hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's got a distinct haircut.
Missile.
Yeah.
Missile, and then just an outfit.
Yeah.
Right.
There were other ones in there as well. There was like ancient Indian and stuff in there. I was like, that's just...
Yeah, that's not allowed.
That.
That's...
Did you tell that to the shop owner?
Did you kick
off?
Yeah,
I tried it on and I went, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Just got your size if you want it.
She went, I was like, oh, brilliant, yeah. And that's where I went.
What did you go as for Halloween?
I went firstly as a Ghostbuster.
Nice.
Because I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yeah. And all your friends are dead.
Push me to the edge.
Yeah, sad. Sad, really.
Then, secondly, I went as a vampire.
Yeah, so I guess general advice. Can't remember what the question was.
General advice.
Great new character. Go on.
Are we still on shit in your mouth?
I was about to... No, you shouldn't do that. Are we still on shit
we're
in
the
your
girl
mouth?
Whose sister died. No, brother died. Brother-in-law died and sister sleeps with her. That was a bad description of what's going on here.
It's tricky. You've got to be there for your sister in these hard times. But yeah, enough is enough. Turn off Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, and push her out your bed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Do it in the night repeatedly. Just say, this is what I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't blame that.
You can start going...
Or what's it called? Night terrors.
And then you could snore.
Hmm? Say you've got night terrors.
Is that a lot of cocaine?
It's Dyson.
Yeah.
Do you have night terrors? Do you do anything weird in your sleep?
I can't say that I do, but I had a... Oh, my
Legally.
God.
In other words, no.
No. Yeah, no. My best friend used to wake up and piss in... Like, sleepwalk and piss in different parts of the room.
Oh.
Whenever we'd been out, she would, like, go over to my bin in my room and piss in my bin.
Oh, God.
But stood up, like, awake, and then I'd catch her, and she'd be like, oh, my God, fully naked...
It's sort of like Tourette's syndrome for me. You never know if they're actually doing it or not.
Yeah. Well, she did have a boner whilst doing it, so I think that it maybe turned her on.
Stiff lip. No. Oh, that's horrible. I hate that. That's
what I'll go with for Halloween. Kim Jong Un stiff lip.
Oh my God, stiff clit.
Where did we go from here?
Oh my God, I don't think we could go anywhere. I want a mug that says stiff clit.
That'd be nice. And the C is the handle.
What, and the stiff is before
finally
it as well.
I found the clit.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That.
Well, I do feel as though we've given great advice today, to be honest.
Have we not really got another voice thing, or is that?
No, that's all of them, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Did we clap?
I mean, the studio audience definitely does.
We do behind the cameras, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Guys, oh my God, don't worry about it. We're here every week.
That's how shows normally end. Don't worry about it, guys. No problem.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you, guys.
Do you feel as though...
First time in your life, thanks for coming.
Hey.
Fuck off.
Do you think that this interview went well?
No.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I feel like I've let myself down.
Yeah.
I've given terrible advice.
Mm.
And... You know, I've upset the pair of you with mentioning just Kim Jong-un too many times.
Yeah.
It's left a bad taste in your mouth, so I'm sorry for that.
Come full circle. That's what you said to your parents after parents' evening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. To be honest, I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on. I think
thank
it's fair
boys.
To say that you do not have a job here.
No.
Yeah. It's
the
not
search goes
out.
On.
It does indeed.
Feels like a Sidemen Sunday at some point, don't worry.
You had that answer in your mouths from the start, didn't you? You're never going to hire me. Just here to tick a box.
Yeah.
Gingers, I imagine.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking gingers.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I recently learned that word.
Oh, that's good. We could tell. If you would like to send in a query, that's not a slur. hey, there we go. Please send them in to theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. I think that's what it is. That is what it is. Or you can send in a voice note to theuselesshotlinepod.
That's on it. Instagram. That's at the Useless Hotline Pod.
Where are you in the charts?
At the Useless Hotline Pod on Instagram.
In the charts right now, I think we're like number like 15. So we need
it's good though. It's good.
But do you know what, guys? It can get better. So,
if you're listening, download, rate us.
Rate them, sorry.
Oh.
5 stars.
Yes. Thank you.
Like a nice Uber driver who doesn't ask for a rating.
Oh.
If they do.
Wait, can you please give your most compelling speech to get people to get us to the top of the charts and look directly into the camera?
Which one?
Both. The one that's looking at you.
Yeah, that one.
Hi, guys. These men mean well.
Oh.
Ignore what they've said today. It was hateful and blasphemous. But they're good people at heart.
Well.
Every episode won't be like this one. Mm. It'll be good.
Yes.
They'll show their true personalities.
Oh, God.
And post-edit, it'll be really nice and tasteful.
And funny.
Just like my nudes.
Yeah.
They're not very tasteful.
Funny.
They're not
they are funny, though. They are funny.
They are funny, yeah. But he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I mistook it for a knick-knack.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Right, okay.
I thought, that looks cheeky.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those for years. Yeah. I remember seeing them in Wilkinson's, the shop, not the family. Get out of there, George. Oh. He's four.
Yeah. But maybe
like and subscribe. Sorry, yeah. Yeah. You know, like and subscribe.
Yeah. Follow on. Yes.
And with the sentence.
Yeah.
And enjoy Max Belegde.
Yes.
And Nick Nackcock. Clark.
How does he know your government name? Anyway. Thank you so much for watching, guys, and we'll see you
bloody
next Sunday.
Longest outro on earth.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.